Hi, this is Olivier, and you're watching the Internet of Things show. And we have John here today. And with John, we're going to look a bit closer into what the developer experience is when working with Azure IT Edge.
In the first video, we used a temp sensor, which is a built-in module provided for you. In this video, what we're going to do is take a look at what it takes to create your own custom module.
Yeah.
So we provided a template for you using the .NET Core framework.
Yeah. So for now, we're using .NET in the preview. But I assume that we're going to have more languages, right, supported for creating modules.
That's right.
Okay.
Right now, we support C#, working on C, Python, Node.
Okay, yep. And Java.
And Java. So .NET new, -i, Microsoft Azure IoT Edge module. We'll install a template for you. Let's bring that over to the command prompt and install that. And then .NET new Azure IoT Edge module -n filter module. We'll create a module using that template.
Got it. So that basically scaffolds the, a .NET Core application for you to then compile and then create that module for IT Edge, right?
That's right. Yep, so let's take a look at that. So filter module 2 was created.
Okay.
I'm going to cd into that directory. And I'm going to open VS Code. So let's take a look at what you get here. It scaffolds out a program CS for you.
Okay.
Which includes basically a pass-through module. It doesn't do anything special. It just takes a message from its input and passes it to output. So every module has an input and output.
Yeah. So it's my hello world for an Edge module using .NET Core, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What kind of toolings do you have in VS Code? I'm seeing like various extensions there. Do you have specific extensions you're using for IT Hub and IoT Edge development?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have two main extensions that we use. We have an IoT Edge extension, which allows us to build projects. So if we go here and right-click on the CSproj file, mm-hmm. we have a build IoT Edge module option.
Okay.
That's going to build it and prep it for Edge deployment.
Okay.
And then in the Docker folder, it comes pre-built with Docker files for you. So if you wanted to do a Linux version or a Windows Nano version, you can do that. You could also right-click on Dockerfile and say build IoT Edge module Docker image.
Okay.
So that is going to create your Docker image and prepare it for it to send to it to Docker Hub or an ACR.
Got it. And that functionality is given by this extension to the IoT Edge extension, right?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Yeah.
I think there's another extension you're using as well, which is the IoT Hub toolkit, right? Which is the one that allows you to list the devices and work with IoT Hub basically from VS Code.
Yeah, that's another handy module to help in your IoT Edge development.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so you created your project.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah, so I created my project. Now you build it, you push it to your ACR, and then you want to apply it to your configuration.
Okay, like you do usually, apply to your Edge configuration device in IT Hub, and then it will deploy on your Edge device.
Yeah, you add it to your route, and then you deploy that route.
Okay, cool. So that seems to be all well and nice in your like discovery of IoT Edge, right?
That's right.
So I think you've been working with actual customers, and you have this kind of first time experience with them about what's needed to do more, to go beyond just that hello world creation of a module.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you go back to VS Code, you'll see that if you right click here and build an IoT Edge module, imagine you have a project that has 20 modules, and you want to deploy them as a unit.
Yeah.
Or if you have even one module and you want to build, debug, test, push to your ACR and then deploy and all those commands, it becomes cumbersome to do so all manually.
Okay.
So I've been working with a bunch of customers, and we started off with, in one engagement, we started off with about 10 developers, all of us working on different modules. We became quickly apparent that we cannot scale using manual tools.
Okay.
And so I started working on a script. At the time, it was a simple PowerShell script. But then we released all the runtime and everything with Python, so I converted all that to Python.
Okay.
And it was a simple Python script. And then over the holiday break, what I did is I turned that into an official pip package.
Okay.
And so now you can install what I'm calling the Azure IoT Edge dev tool using just pip install.
Okay.
Yeah. And what that will do is turn all of these commands into simple one-liner commands that you can execute in the CLI. So it's a CLI-based tool versus a visual tool.
I like it. Well, show us what the flow is. And, well, maybe you can show the get a page of the project first.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then we can look at the flow of all of that.
Yeah, so if you go to aka.ms/IoTEdgeDev, it'll land on my GitHub page for the Azure IoT Edge Dev tool.
Okay.
And at the top, it'll show you a list of all the things that you can do.
Okay.
You can create an Edge project, which has sample configuration for you for the runtime as well as the modules. Mm-hmm. You can build and deploy with this modules build deploy. You can do a runtime setup start, which will use your a local generated configuration file for you. You can do things like view all the Docker logs, and that will pop up a new console for every Docker container that's on your system. And you can also do things like set up a registry so that it will use your own ACR instead of the official Microsoft Docker Hub container registry for things like the Edge Agent and the Edge Hub.
Okay.
So a lot of customers need to have everything constrained to their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
They can't call out to a Docker Hub, or they can't call out to another ACR. It has to be all secured in their own environment.
Got it.
Right. And I also have a 2-minute video introduction to the tool.
Okay.
I have an instruction on how to use it with WSL, and then a longer introduction there. So you feel free to check out those videos.
Cool.
So let's just take a quick look right now. So back in the command prompt, I'm going to CD into the Edge Projects folder. And I'm going to create a new project. So with the IoT Edge Dev tool, let's just run the help on that. You see that we can do things like create projects. You can control. You can manage Docker.
Yeah.
You can build, deploy modules, and manage your runtime.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to go here and say IoT Edge Dev project create, and I'm going to say Edge Project 3. That created a new project for me. Now let's open that in VS Code.
So once again, like scaffolding, but this time at a different level, right?
Correct.
Okay.
This is now, think about it as a solution level versus a project level.
Okay.
So now what we have is a folder here for the configuration files. So the modules .json file and the runtime.json file.
Okay.
So before in the other video, we passed a connection string into the start command
for
the control.
Yeah.
Here, that is going to be in the runtime JSON file. Down here, there's going to be a device connection string. There's also other settings like container registry settings. There's a path to the agent. There's a bunch of other logging and Docker certificate settings as well that you really, once you get into real world Edge development, you have to learn this, right? You can't just be passing in commands into the CTL all the time. You really have to manage it via config file.
Yep.
And you'll notice here that we see these environment variable references.
Okay.
So the first thing you need to do when you set up a project is to configure your environment.
Okay.
And one more thing about this, the modules here, as we saw before, are in a modules folder.
Uh-huh.
So instead of modules being the first thing in the project like we saw before, now it's a subpart of our solution.
Okay.
So everything is managed here. All the environment variables are managed through this .env file.
Uh-huh.
So first thing I'm going to do is just rename this to .env. I put a .tmp there so it's not picked up by source control to be extra careful to we not expose our secrets.
That's cheating. That's smart though. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah, so the thing we need to do is we need to configure our IoT hub name, our key, the device connection string, an edge device ID, the runtime host name, which is the name of this local computer, and our container registry settings, server username and password.
Okay.
So once you get into real development, your custom modules are going to be hosted in a container registry. It can be local, an Azure container registry, it can be Docker Hub, or any container registry that you need. And if we're running on a Windows machine, we would use this runtime home dir.
Yep.
We're running on Linux, we would use this one.
Okay.
So we're running on Windows. Okay, so back in the command prompt, if we say IoT Edge Dev modules build deploy, what this command is going to do is going to iterate through every module in your solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to .NET restore, .NET build, .NET publish, Docker tag, and then push to your ACR that you've specified in your .env file.
Cool. Things that you would have done manually when you're in that hello world situation.
Absolutely.
To understand the process, but now you're you're rolling, right? You're developing actual edge devices. It definitely simplifies your life. Got it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the --- deploy will apply the configuration to your edge device.
Got it. And I guess you can use these options independently, right?
Right. So if we just wanted to build, we just pass that in.
Okay.
If we want to build and deploy in one command, we do that.
Okay. And if you want just to redeploy, you don't need to run the build.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
So we're logging into the container registry, and we're building the modules.
Then you can run out of, are you running local here registry or remote?
This is a remote Azure Container Registry.
Is it a valid scenario to say that you're going to run a local one where you're developing on your modules, right? To shorten the time of deploying
the
image and so on.
Yeah, so if you wanted to run locally, what you would do is come here and change this to localhost 5000.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
And everything just works.
Okay.
Yep. So you don't have to...
Because the tool is going to actually get an image for a local registry?
Okay, yep. Got it. That's right. Yep. Let's undo that.
I'm sure the Docker aficionados will appreciate that.
Absolutely. So right now it's uploading to our ACR.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the process you would shorten actually if you were running locally.
Absolutely. Well, you would still load it to the registry, but you don't have the network latency. Oh, yeah. Okay, so now it says deployment's complete.
Okay.
And now we're ready to start our Edge runtime. When we started the Edge runtime before, we passed a connection string, and then we said IoT Edge CTL start.
Okay.
With the IoT Edge dev tool, we say runtime setup start. Okay. That's going to pull in the configuration file that is generated by the project. So here, if we go to config runtime JSON, you'll see that here we have the container registry. There's an environment variable tag.
Yep.
But in build config runtime, all of those are expanded. And so it automatically builds that configuration file for you based on your environment variables. And we'll use that when we call setup start.
Got it. And basically, you're wrapping or scripting the existing command that are coming with the IoT Edge runtime initially, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So now it's set up, and now the runtime is started.
Okay.
So now the runtime is set up, I'm going to install an NPM package called IoT Hub Explorer. What this is going to do is going to let you view messages coming from the Edge device to the IoT Hub.
Okay.
There's a monitor events method on that we're going to see in a second.
You got it.
Okay, great. That NPM package is now installed. Now I'm going to call the monitor events method on that package. And now we can see messages flowing in from the Edge device to the IoT Hub.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, yes, you had started with the IoT Edge dev tool. You started the runtime. It did pick up the configuration, downloaded the containers that you had deployed before, and then running them locally.
That's right.
Okay. Can you actually, with the tool as well, kind of monitor what's going on in the Docker containers? With the IoT Edge dev tool now, can you also do some monitoring what's going on the Edge device?
Yeah, absolutely. So I included a Docker command. So here, if we say IoT Edge dev Docker logs, what that's going to do is open up a new command prompt for every container that's on your Edge runtime. So you can see the logs stream through in real time.
Got it.
And it's going to save all those logs to a local zip folder.
Okay. So then you can send to the engineers for them to help you debug your problems.
That's right.
Nice. Like it.
Yep, so you can see the logs here for Edge Hub, the temp sensor. You can also see for Edge Agent. So you can see where it's pulling. Is it pulling from your ACR? Is it pulling from localhost? Is it doing everything that it should be doing?
Okay, great. Well, that tool seems to be pretty useful for developers out there. So I think we're going to hear more about this one in future. That's a great intro to that tool, John. Good job on this one.
Excellent. Thank you.
And I hope to see you soon.
Yep, thank you.